Hey, it's the Ralphie Radio Show. Super excited to do our second Skype interview. Of course, you get the audio on air here with the RS and the video online on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. And if you're watching online, Gabe Saporta from Cobra Starship is acting a fool right now. That is some high technology you're using there. Nightshade's the new Cobra Starship album. They're hoping to drop it this summer. And the new single, You Make Me Feel. Gabe, first of all, thank you for joining me via Skype.
This is a first for me.
First ever Skype interview for you, huh?
Yeah, first Skype interview.
You know, you always remember your first time, buddy.
Always remember it. I'll never forget this, ever.
Hey, where did you find Sabby, is how you pronounce her name, correct? Girl, it's on the hook of the song?
A friend of mine, like, started, like, really getting into, like, the jerking scene when it started getting big, and he wanted to sign all these jerking bands, and he, like, was just showing me all of it, and I fell in love with the bangs. It, actually, like, when I started my blog, coincidentally, the first thing I ever blogged about was this bangs video called, it's actually called We Jerkin', but the hook is, I only did boys with tattoos, so then I rushed really quick to go get a tattoo. So hopefully that one of them would date me. But it was, I don't know how tough of a tattoo it was. It was this one right here.
Yeah, he's showing me again on Skype. Oh, right by your ankle. It is a cat.
It's a pussy cat.
A pussy cat, yeah, of course. Excuse me. We got to get that correct. A pussy cat that you have now on your ankle, inspired by that song. All right, so you find her and you get her right. Like, did you know right away, like, oh, wow, we're definitely going to want to work with her and maybe even go with her on the first single from the new album?
No, not even, dude. I actually tried to get her for Hot Mess. I wanted her to sing on a song on Hot Mess. And it was like, no, you can't get Sabby. You can get Leighton Meester, but you can't get Sabby. I tried for a long time, for months, and like, I don't know why, sometimes it's politics and things don't happen. Then all of a sudden, it just kind of came back around and she was attached to the song, so it was perfect, you know?
Absolutely. Gabe Saporta from Cobra Starship here on the Ralphie Radio Show, joining me via Skype on the RRS. All right, Gabe, so I think the last time we spoke on the Ralphie Radio Show was last spring when you guys were on tour with Travis McCoy and 303. And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what has the band been doing since that tour?
I had to do a lot of, self-discovery. I went on a lot of vision quests. I'm not even joking.
Are you serious? I don't know when to take you serious and when not to.
You should always and never take me seriously.
Always and never, right.
But I actually went to South America for 2 months. One of the things I did was that I can talk about was I lived in a little house on the outskirts of a forest in Brazil. There was electricity, you know, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, there was no TV, no internet, no cell phone. And all I ate was rice for 10 days. And by the end of it, I was so weak that this dude would have to come, like, once a day to the house just to cook the lights for me.
I'm just going to take a wild guess here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Cobra Starship, like, you really got thrust into the mainstream. Was this trip kind of like a reset for all that? Like, all right, I need to take a break and just get as far away from the music industry as I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, as good as it was to break the mainstream, it also, you know, it was a really hard year for me. Like, you know, my girlfriend that I had since before I started Cobra Starship, I lost her, you know, and it's a typical cliche story. You know, you start getting famous and it just becomes too much. And then, like, your sweetheart leaves you, and that's kind of like what happened. But it was like a big blow to me. And it made me kind of hate music, because it was like, you know, the thing that I do for a living is what drove away the only thing that I loved. So I needed some time to, like, get my head on back straight.
Gabe Saporta from Cobra Starship here on the Ralphie Radio Show. He's joining me via Skype from New York City. You're all set now. The band's ready to go. Is the album done?
The album's not done, actually. We've been writing for the past year, so we have like 30 songs. And I think just in the last 2 months, we've really just kind of whittled it down and really have been focusing on the 11 songs that are going to make the album.
What else can we expect from this new album, then?
You know, there's definitely a lot more love songs, I think, than I've ever written, ever.
Wow.
I hope they'll be okay with seeing a little bit of a softer side of me, and they won't call me a
I guess it kind of makes sense, too, because something that caught me off guard, I want to say, like, about a month ago, Gabe, I was, you know, like, browsing Google News and, you know, clicking on some different articles, so on and so forth, and I came across an article about you, and it was you talking about, I believe, the person that is now your current girlfriend. And I was, like, surprised. I was like, wow, you know, Gabe usually doesn't talk about his personal life in the media, but you seemed rather open about it.
I think part of the reason why I didn't talk about it is because I felt like all the exposure from the media was, like, tainting my personal life, and I like to keep it private because it was so precious to me. But, you know, I'm thinking that maybe that wasn't the best thing, because it ended up having me have almost two lives, and it just wasn't very healthy.
Mr. Gabe Saporta from Cobra Starship. Gabe, before we leave, I just want to thank you so much for the birthday shout-out on Twitter the other day.
Of course. Happy birthday, by the way. I'm sorry I forgot to ask you.
I was in L.A. for it, working MTV Movie Awards, which were, we'll talk about that another time. But,
have fun?
You know, I had fun in Los Angeles. You know what I learned, Gabe? I'm sure you know this 100%. There is a huge difference between movie stars and musicians. Agree?
Oh, with that. Of course, dude. I dated an actress once, and it was bad. It's bad news, you know? It's just like, my thing about actors is that they just don't know how to turn off, you know, ever. They're always on. And I've actually thought about this a lot. I have a lot of philosophies about this, and they're very, a lot of them aren't that nice. You know, they'll just keep to myself.
Gabe, thank you so much for the time again, man, and thanks for joining me via Skype. I appreciate it.
Good seeing you, brother.